This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Peoria native John Daniel had his home raided, his property seized, and he was arrested after creating a Twitter account that spoofed Peoria's mayor. This was a while back, maybe about a year ago. Anyways, legal action ensued, and last week it was announced Daniel will be awarded a six-figure cash settlement. In addition, a directive from the city to the Peoria Police Department will make clear that parody and satire are not reasons for a criminal investigation. And I believe, Jasmine, we talked about this case on Shop Talk when this was unfolding. And mm-hmm. I think we all agreed at that time that parody and satire are not reasons for a criminal investigation. But it took this long for others to reach that conclusion.
Yeah, I do recall that. And that was our opinion and remains my opinion at this point. I was surprised the city took it this far. And they did release something on their Facebook page, which I found interesting. So I'm going to read an excerpt from their Facebook, their City of Peoria, Illinois government Facebook page. Both sides recognize that, quote, the settlement is not an admission of liability or wrongful conduct, that defendants have agreed to settle this matter for economic reasons relative to the cost of further litigation. In fact, we believe strongly that the city would have ultimately won the case, but the reality is it would have cost the city several times the amount of the settlement in order to win in court, and as a result, settling early was the soundest fiscal strategy for the taxpayers. Mr. Daniel has also agreed to dismiss all of the individual officials from the lawsuit in return for their agreement to not pursue any countersuit or other claims against him.
All right. I'm feeling a little bit dizzy right now from all that spinning around.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty standard, though. I mean,
it is.
Any time you settle a lawsuit, nobody ever agrees that they did anything wrong, and they just want to put it out there, say, oh, well, we did it because we would have won.
Right.
I swear we would have won.
That's my favorite line is, we would have won this.
That is also my favorite line in that. Where I totally disagree with the city's point here. I don't believe they would have won in court. And I think, yes, it would have been drug out longer, but I ultimately think they would have probably paid out even more because they would have lost this case.
Jonathan, you worked in Peoria for quite some time, and you actually know the mayor involved in this case.
Yeah, Jim Artis has been the mayor there for quite some time. And it's really interesting because, you know, and I got to say that the tweets that were coming out of this parody account, they weren't funny. They were horrific. They were horrible. And I think they had no social redeeming value whatsoever. But you still have the right to do it. And I think the irony in all of this is that this account had so few followers that it wasn't until Mayor Artis took personal offense at what were some pretty inflammatory things. It's not like they were disagreeing with the mayor on policy issues. This broached that. But he's a public figure. And if you do that, you sign up for it. You know, we sign up for it by being people who are in the media. Public officials sign up for it by being public officials. If he had just ignored it, nobody would have known that it had existed. But, you know, I think it's human nature to, when somebody says something mean about you, your defense is, well, I'll get them. And so rarely does that ever work.
You say mean things were said about the mayor. Do you feel anything libelous was said?
You know, I think that no, because when you look at the standard for libel and slander, it's very high. And in my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, but I've worked in the media my entire career, and I think I have a pretty good understanding of what it is. I don't think anything that was written there was libelous or slanderous at all. But it was in very poor taste, and it was stupid and unproductive, in my opinion. But it's still completely legal, and it's protected. And, you know, public officials, they have this – if they just ignore it. You know, when we were little kids and there's some kid picking on us at school, your parents would say, just ignore them. And we'd say, no, I got to fight back. But our parents were right. If you just ignore it, you're just going to bring attention to it by trying to make a big deal of it. And I think what the city of Peoria learned is that when it goes to court, you're going to lose.
And you can't send officers to that person's house, have them search the house, and have them have that person arrested. You can't do that.
It reminds me of this kid I went to school with. Her dad was on the police force, and she said, "Well, I'm going to have my dad arrest you." And that's what it came off as, you know, is that, well, I'm the mayor, and I'm going to tell the police to go after you. And it's really a shame that the taxpayers at some level foot the bill for this. And it's a hard lesson to learn. But when you are in the public eye, you just have to accept the fact that things people are going to say mean, stupid, vile things about you, and you just have to ignore it.
I mean, news anchors, that happens to them every day.
Every day.
We get emails all the time. I just had a coworker post a part of an email that she got this morning about how terrible her makeup was. I mean, and really mean, terrible things said to her.
That's more likely for women anchors to be criticized for their makeup, or if they get their hair cut or in a different style, they hear about that.
Yeah, the comment from the public is a breeding ground for sexist, racist, horrible things that are said about people in positions of authority or people who are in the public eye. And in our society, that is protected. And if you try to go after them, especially abusing your authority, I mean, it would be just as wrong if a news anchor went on the air and posted this and then started retaliating against and put their address up there and said, this horrible person said these mean things about me and they're ugly and stupid and their kids are funny looking or whatever. That would be just as wrong. Abusing the authority that you have or the influence you have to go after people who are attacking you like that. Yes, I think all three of us have been victims of something, not to this extent, but to some extent. And, you know, it's if you don't want that, then don't go after a job where you're going to be in the public eye.
Dude, did you know this person, John Daniel, at all? Was he considered a blogger, a follower of city government at all?
I had never heard of him until this came to fruition.
Again, emphasizing your point, just ignore it and it will go away.
I mean, his followers, I believe they were less than 100 until this blew up. And I don't understand why anybody thought it was a good idea to go to extraordinary lengths to try to silence somebody who's clearly, you know, thought they were funny and wasn't.
And it definitely needed to be taken to court because you can't have that kind of precedent set.
Exactly. I mean, because where does it end?
You know, right.
That's it. You know, we believe in, you know, look at what happened with Charlie Hebdo. You know, is that what we want to have happen here when people put out their feelings, be it in parody or satire form?
Even if it's weak parody or satire, as you were saying, it still should be protected.
And maybe I'm overemphasizing that, but I do, you know, just because I believe in this guy's right to have a parody account and post what he, and because I know Jim Artis, and I think that for the most part he was a pretty honest and ethical public servant, to post the things that they did about him were ridiculous and stupid, but it's still not an excuse to get the police involved.
Yeah, it's still not illegal.
Yes, and in fact, the reason this went to court is because the American Civil Liberties Union got involved in it. They felt strongly enough about it to back him. I don't know if John Daniel would have been able to do this on his own. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.